Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with Jacob Ayers. This is a short episode that will air every week in addition to our weekly guest interviews. Here we'll talk about a quick real estate investing topic and provide resources and actionable content for you to implement every week. As I mentioned last week, I want to give a shout out to a couple 5-star reviews from iTunes. Our first 5-star review from Ernest DeSapatino says, "This podcast is packed with valuable information for anyone looking to invest in real estate or who is already investing in real estate and wants to improve their strategies. The guests are credible sources in the real estate community and are here to help." Another 5-star review from Paul Johnson says, "Having spent 25 plus years flipping properties, financing, and syndicating others who do, I appreciate the value Jacob delivers to help you understand and bring information that leads to wise decision making." Thank you for all the great reviews, and I'm glad you're getting value out of the show. If you like what you've been hearing, please let me know by leaving a rating and review. I would love to give you a shout out next week. Previously, we talked about going from duplexes to large apartment communities with our guest, Reed Goossens. If you missed the show, go back and give it a listen. Reed provided a ton of actionable content. This week's Friday Fundamental is the abundance mentality. According to the World Bank, the gross world product in 2013 was nearly $75 trillion. Yes, $75 trillion with a T. This essentially means there are $75 trillion in the world economy. That's a lot of money. So why am I telling you this? I want you to realize that there's no shortage of money in our world. In fact, there isn't even a finite supply of money, with governments printing more and more every day. Now, I'm not a renowned economist by any stretch of the imagination, although we'll have one on the show in the future. So with that said, realize that you don't have to save money like it's disappearing or there isn't enough of it to go around. Once you realize that money isn't a scarce resource, you'll begin to treat it differently and start to control it rather than letting it control you. Next, I want to talk about how you think about money in your personal life. Many wealthy people have said that you cannot save your way to wealth. You can only contract so much. You can only save so much of your income. Saving is a hard thing, and even harder for others. To save 25% of your salary is considered good by most finance gurus. Saving 50% is quite the feat. Now, let's just say you could, in theory, save 100% of your paycheck, although that's not really possible because you need at least the basics of shelter and food. But we'll pretend anyways. Well, for one, that would take a tremendous amount of sacrifice. You'd have to forego on almost everything. And what do you get in return? Well, just 100% of your salary saved. Now imagine if you put the effort you took to save all of that into expanding your means. You can expand your way to wealth where there's virtually no ceiling. There's no barrier that limits how much you can expand or earn. This was a real paradigm shift when I was first introduced to it by the combination of Keith Weinhold and Robert Kiyosaki. I started focusing on how to expand my means through multiple income streams from real estate investing and other business ventures, rather than stretching my paycheck from my W-2 day job. Once I realized there is an abundant wealth in this world to be had, I started focusing on how to attain that wealth for myself. You might be thinking, okay, well, how do I expand my means? The awesome thing is, there are endless ways to expand your means. You could learn a new skill that will increase your value in the workplace, or learn a different skill and start a side hustle, or a million other things that you could do for extra income. Now, while those are all great ways to start expanding your means, I have a few more examples that I prefer. You could earn passive income from real estate by buying rental properties, or build a business that can run without you, although that's easier said than done, or find something you love that doesn't feel like work and serve other people by doing that thing, whether it's teaching people that skill or using that skill to serve others. These are just a few actionable ways to expand your means. And even if you aren't actively building a business or buying income-producing rental properties, you can still expand the greatest asset you already have, and that's your mind. Never stop expanding your knowledge, because one day, that knowledge will be worth something. Now let's think about what your life would look like if you reject this abundance mindset. You would, for one, be constantly worried about money. You would wonder if your retirement fund is adequate to sustain you through retirement. You would wonder if your paycheck will provide you with a just good enough quality of living. You could spend your time trying to stretch your paycheck by researching when the best time of the day to fill up your car with gas is or where the best priced fuel in town is. You can spend hours cutting coupons to save a few dollars. You can pass on the niceties, and I don't know about you, but I can't go to Chipotle and not get the guacamole. Yes, I know, it's extra, but I'll make that up by expanding my means. Just last week, I went to a nice dinner on vacation and ordered fresh caught redfish. It was the first time I've ordered something on the menu at market price. Now, I don't know about you, but market price used to mean to me, absolutely not. I mean, what even is market price? I didn't know and wasn't about to find out. But now, I've realized that I'm willing to pay the price. And it's not because I'm uber wealthy or even irresponsible with my money. It's because I'm focused on developing the abundance mindset. To me, money isn't my goal. It's just a tool that will help me achieve my goals. I want to be able to spend time with my family when I want. I want to be able to live where I want and do what I want to do when I want to do it. Now I want to clarify something. I'm not telling you to go out and spend all of your money and figure out the rest later. Money isn't going to just fall in your lap because there's a lot of it in this world. But focus on how you think about your time and money. I challenge you to do a bit of self-reflection and analyze your mindset on wealth. Go ahead, get the guac. And after you do that, get back to expanding your means and build a life you deserve. That's it for this week's Friday Fundamentals. If you're getting value out of this show, please let me know by leaving a rating and review in iTunes. And please subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes. We have some great guests lined up. I'm going to continue to give shout-outs to people who have reviewed the show, and I look forward to reading your reviews. As a thank you, I want to give you a gift. I'd like to give you a free Audible trial with a free audiobook of your choice. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes. And also, please let me know what you think about this format. After all, I'm here to help you, and that's where I want the focus of the show to be. So please, if you have any questions or comments, or just want to drop me a line, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com or email me at info@jacobayers.com. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.